the U.S. loses a predator over Afghanistan. Chinese airline pilots are training in Hawker turboprop twins. And SpaceX lands another contract for launches using its Falcon 1. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. I hope you enjoyed your Labor Day holiday. I spent mine with a pick and shovel chasing an elusive leak in a sprinkler line. But they say a change is as good as a break, and if you want to make the desert bloom, I guess you make sacrifices. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, September 8, 2009. The U.S. Air Force says an MQ-1 Predator unmanned aircraft crashed in eastern Afghanistan on September 4th. The service adds the crash was not due to hostile fire, and there were no reports of civilian injuries or damage to civilian property at the site. A board will be convened to investigate the incident. Hawker Beechcraft has delivered a second Beechcraft King Air C-90 GTI to Shenzhen Airlines in Japan. Shenzhen is using the planes to provide advanced pilot training at its in-house Kunpeng International Flight Academy. Brad Hatt, Hawker Beechcraft Senior VP for Sales, explains the appeal. Quote, "The King Air C-90 GTI delivers the lowest-priced twin-turbine aircraft with mid-size jet avionics and is ideally suited for use in advanced pilot training roles," unquote. The C-90 GTI features Collins ProLine 21 avionics. That's the same system found in the Hawker 750 and 900 XP jets. ATK Space Systems and NASA have finally identified the issue that resulted in the scrub of last week's test of the Ares 1 solid rocket motor system. A component of the ground controller, which sends power to controls which move the nozzle during the test, failed, and it's been replaced. The test is back on for this Thursday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the ATK Space Systems facility in Promontory, Utah. Space Exploration Technologies, a.k.a. SpaceX, has landed another multi-satellite launch contract using its Falcon 1 launch vehicle. The announcement follows the recent successful orbital insertion of the RazikSat satellite for ATSB of Malaysia. The new contract is with Orbcomm. SpaceX will send up a total of 18 Gen 2 communications satellites to dramatically increase the capacity of Orbcomm's current constellation, especially in machine-to-machine communications. The launches will take place between late 2010 and 2014 using Falcon's updated Falcon 1E rocket. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell observes, quote, "By leveraging the flight-proven architecture of the Falcon 1 launch vehicle, the Falcon 1E will provide the OG-2 satellites with a highly reliable and cost-effective ride to orbit," unquote. Up next on ANN, even the trash makes for big numbers at Oshkosh. Corporate Angel Network gets a big donation from an old friend. And X-Corp makes progress with a Lynx suborbital spacecraft. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 8th. I'm Paul Platt. There's nothing small about EAA AirVenture Oshkosh. 40,000 campers, 578,000 clicks through the turnstiles, even a cement mixer for the sweepstakes drawing drum. Even what people discard makes for big numbers. It's always amazing to walk the grounds after the event and see just how few bits of litter remain. It's a kind of a stark contrast to most county fairs happening this time of year. At this year's AirVenture, Anheuser-Busch Recycling teamed with Aviation Explorer posts from La Crosse and Appleton, Wisconsin, to recycle containers. The company provided 25,000 of those blue bags you saw, and the scouts manned the sorting effort. Collections totaled 11,780 pounds of recyclables, including an estimated 107,000 16-ounce plastic bottles and over 121,000 12-ounce cans, which were kept out of landfills. Dan O'Leary of Anheuser-Busch Recycling opines, quote, "Every person who put an aluminum or plastic beverage container into the recycling bin and kept it out of our landfills deserves our thanks for the success of this program," unquote. Safe Flight Instrument Corporation, which claims its products are installed on two-thirds of the world's aircraft, has contributed $50,000 to Corporate Angel Network, the public charity that coordinates free flights to treatment for cancer patients using the empty seats of business aircraft. Safe Flight CEO Randall Green says his company, quote, is proud to be one of the many companies in business aviation who donate space for cancer patients on their aircraft and help to financially support Corporate Angel Network's work, unquote. The connections between the two organizations run deep. Green is also chairman of Corporate Angel Network. The late Leonard Green, who founded Safe Flight, also co-founded Corporate Angel Network in 1981. X-Cor Aerospace reports reaching significant milestones in its 5K-18 rocket engine test program. This is the engine that will power X-Cor's Lynx suborbital spacecraft. CEO Jeff Grayson comments, quote, like all of our rocket engines, this engine has demonstrated the ability to be stopped and restarted using our safe and reliable spark torch ignition system. The basic cooling design has also been completed, and the engine is able to run continuously at thermal equilibrium. With those milestones reached, the 5K-18 test program is now moving forward into a second phase of tuning and optimization, in which we will also greatly increase our cumulative runtime, unquote. The engine testing is continuing in parallel with several other key Lynx system components, including development of the pressure cabin at X-Cor's main facilities in Mojave, California. Still ahead, a 2006 plane crash near Chicago brings a $15 million settlement. It's Air Force night at the ballpark, but leave your plane at home. And executive transport sinks to a new low. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, September 8th. I'm Paul Platt. A judge in Cook County, Illinois, has agreed to a $15 million settlement in the case of restaurateur Michael Waugh, who had been general manager of Joe's Seafood, Prime Steak, and Stone Crab Restaurant in Chicago. On January 30, 2006, Waugh was traveling from Olathe, Kansas in a Cessna 421B, piloted by Mark Turek, a senior financial advisor from Morgan Stanley. The aircraft went down just before landing at a Chicago-area airport. All four people on board were killed. The Associated Press reports that Waugh's family sued Turek's estate, as well as Morgan Stanley, alleging the company was operating the aircraft without a professional pilot. A week ago tonight was Air Force night at Chavez Ravine as the Arizona Diamondbacks faced the L.A. Dodgers. Apparently, someone took the theme a little too seriously, flying an RC model plane around the stadium during the sixth inning. It's not clear where or how the plane was launched, but whoever was at the controls got in a couple of loops and snap rolls before the plane hit a foul ball fence near the D-backs dugout. Arizona's Augie Ojeda tore the plane to pieces after it landed, much to the dismay of the crowd. The game continued without further incident afterward. Does the Department of Homeland Security know about this? And finally today, it was the personal transportation for former Bulgarian dictator Todor Zhukov. But in a couple of weeks, SpongeBob might be moving in. The Sofia news agency Novanit reports that the Tu-154 three-engine jet airliner is being readied for a new career as an artificial reef. The wings have been removed, and the plane will be stripped of all cables and cleaned of all fluids, before it's towed about 500 yards off Galata Cape and sunk in Varna Bay in about 70 feet of water. Orlin Sanev, a photo reporter and chair of a divers union, told Novanit the location has been approved by the Bulgarian government. Over time, the plane will become a home to a variety of sea life and a tourist attraction for recreational divers. And it's much roomier than a pineapple. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll start bringing you interviews from the American Bonanza Society's convention and trade show here in Salt Lake City, with an overview from Tom Turner, Manager of Technical Services for the Society. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.